This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1966. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded January 21st, Andorra, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chad, Congo DR, Cuba, Denmark, India, Japan, Korea North, Mongolia, New Zealand, Somalia, Turkey, USA, Zambia, Zanzibar Publications, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Too late, I noticed a mistake I made in the opening of last week's program. Although I had the number correct, number 1965, I said it was recorded on January 9th. Well, that was the date I recorded the previous program, 1964. It was really on January 16th. But this week, I am back to producing the program on the day I prefer, Monday afternoon, January 21st. Expected to be in time for first airing on shortwave Tuesday at midnight 30 UT on 7730, and for convenience, just an hour after the final airing of the previous program at 2330 Monday on 9955. Andorra is a country we don't often mention because there have not been any shortwave broadcasts from there for many years. But this year there will be a reason to mention it because the 2019 European DX Council Conference will take place in Andorra over the weekend of September 6th to 8th, still being planned, but put the dates in your diary. This is by the new Secretary General of EDXC, Chrissy Brand, and the Assistant Secretary General, Christian Gibodo, and EDXC News via Russ DX. They say it will be exciting to hold an EDXC conference in another new destination, especially a place where many of us may not have visited before. There's been renewed speculation about ABC resuming shortwave broadcasts from Australia. Tim Gaynor of Unique Radio in New South Wales says a service already exists from Queensland on 5055, the 4KZ network, which covers the north of Queensland and has been heard with many safety of life, weather, and news for the area. Does anyone listen to them on shortwave? They put out a great signal. Ron Howard on the California coast replies, occasionally I can hear Radio 4KZ on 5055, such as January 15th at 10:08 UT. Poor reception, but I was able to ID some of the songs. Bruce Churchill says, I listen a lot using the magic of remote receivers, such as from north of Auckland, New Zealand. They can be heard on the west coast of North America. He's in California. But to truly enjoy programming, you need a remote receiver much closer to Queensland. Well, Salmaniv says, I too listen to 4KZ not only on shortwave 5055, but medium wave 531. When I was recently at my de-expedition site on Haida Gwaii Island, British Columbia, reception was often pretty darn good. Ralph Perry in Illinois near Chicago says, January 20th at 12:55, there was a signal from 4KZ on 5055, but he heard some music and thumping of bass, not much more. But one announcement. And one more report from Ron Howard in California. January 19th at 11:25, he was also hearing 4KZ identifying some more music. There was a fanfare at 12:05 after the unreadable news. Mick Delmage in Alberta says, I was getting multiple ads and an ID. 1455 to 15 UT on January 20th, fair reception on 5055. So Tim Gaynor back in Australia replies to all these reports. He's running the other shortwave station, Unique Radio, on 5045. He says at times this can be heard well in New Zealand from 0930 UT onwards, but reception varies a lot. Inside my target zone across northern New South Wales, it's quite good, according to reports. If broadcasts are aimed at a particular community and run by the community, like an SSB outpost radio I reckon they would go quite well. I don't believe ABC need to be part of it anymore other than perhaps allowing audio to be relayed. SSB in outlying areas, in my opinion, would work much better than DRM. And about unique radio and relays via WINB, he says, I have decided to cancel all further broadcasts on 9265. These are no longer in line with what I need to do in broadcasting. Please check the website www.uniqueradio.biz for schedules. So from now on, we'll only be hearing them apparently on 5045, and that includes World of Radio, no longer on WINB, Saturdays at 12 UT. I suspect the fact that WINB was not on the air at all during the January 19th Saturday schedule relay of Unique Radio may have something to do with this. I guess they had transmitter problems. Walt Salmaniv says it did not come on the air until 1426 UT. Although, as we reported last week, Radio Nacional Amazonia Brazil was heard January 15th on both its frequencies at once, 6180 and 11780. Since then, it's only been back to one at a time, namely 11780. The ethnic station in Brampton near Toronto, Ontario, on 530 kHz, CIAO, apparently has officially changed its call sign to CHLO. The Obovishin Ontario reports in the Michigan ARE tip sheet, January 15th at 22:58, subcontinental music. And at the hour top, they mention Chow several times, but not their official call, CHLO. Not that would make any difference to him, as it's a local station, and into a Punjabi program. Ken Zicke in Michigan also reports around 01UT, January 17th, an English ID as Multicultural Radio and CIAO, and their website, no hint of a change in call as heard on the air. And Harold Froge in Michigan also reports it during the daytime around 19UT on January 14th and 15th, still identifying as Chow. Of course, CIAO implies the Italian language, which apparently is not their forte, even though they may have some Italian left on the schedule. As for Radio Kahuzi, Congo DR being audible in Europe, it's still being reported. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says January 18th at 17:32 UT. It was audible for him at S6. Sounded like a speech to a crowd. And he measured it on 6210.1895. Mauno Ritola in Finland says it's very erratic ever since the latest reactivation around New Year, and modulation is extremely low at times. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. This week I'm going to list a bunch of rather precise measured frequencies, without going into great detail, which I've been hearing in the mornings, sometimes before, sometimes after 15 UT. All of them seem to be coming out of the 15140 transmitter, 15368.833, 15139.993, 14911.172, 15311.521, 15254.42, 15168.63, 14911.13, 15397.45, 15311.65, 14968.38, 14882.57. You can read all about the times they're heard, as well as the mathematics and figuring out the relation to the fundamental, in the next issue of DX Listening Digest, when published, number 19-04, via worldofradio.com. Most of those are quite weak, unlike the following. 11980 is not a known or listed frequency from Cuba, but January 19th at midnight 32, I found it very poor in Spanish, and it was matching the China relay on 5990, so that makes 11980 a second harmonic. However, during the previous hour, actually 23 hours later, 11980 was also being heard, but not parallel to 5990. In this case, it was actually Radio Havana programming parallel to 11700 and 11840, which makes it a leapfrog mixing product of one frequency over another 140 kilohertz beyond. The low-power world music radio from Denmark on 15805 has continued testing on weekends. Many in Europe have tried to hear it with variable results. Germany, of course, and some other countries are really too close for skip, but Manuel Mendez in Spain reports January 20th at 0935. Excellent signal for world music radio with Latin songs. But Stig Hartvig Nielsen, who runs the station, says 15805 would be off the air the following weekend, so the next transmission would be February 2nd and 3rd. While his other frequency continues 24/7 with 100 watts, 5840. Ron Howard forwards news from the Union of Asian DXers, which is now on FB, January 16th, from Avijit Mondal, that All India Radio in Kurseong, 4895 kHz, is back on the air. Heard at 04UT at SIO 444. He was listening in West Bengal. Ron Howard says, good news, except it might cause a problem for reception of Mongolia, which has recently been active on 4895. Joe Jacob replies, I contacted AIR Kurseong. They are back on shortwave since January 1st after being off shortwave for some months. Currently they're on the air only in the mornings at midnight 55 to 04UT, Saturdays and Sundays till 4:30. After about 10 days they'll be on in the evening, also at 11:30 to 17 on Saturdays and Sundays extended to 17:41. And after about 20 days, they would be on the daytime frequency 7230 at 0620 to 1030. It's a 50 kilowatt transmitter, but being operated at 30 kilowatts. Shokaze or Sea Breeze from JSR Japan about North Korean abductions has made another of its periodically frequency changes. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, says from January 17th, the 13 to 14 UT broadcast has moved from 6085 to 7345, including English on Thursdays only. Richard Langley reports on January 19th the repeat broadcast at 16UT being heard on 6095. Ron Howard is more about this from Hiroshi's website in Japanese. January 19th at 1300. Shokaze was hardly heard on 7345 due to strong interference from CNR1 China, already on the same frequency. But at least on that Saturday, they were still repeating their concert program from last December 15th. As for the in-between broadcast at 1405 to 1435, which is actually relaying Furusato no Kaze via Seabreeze, that's now on 7295, replacing 7245, says Ivo Ivanov. Last week we had lots of reports about Mongolia and Radio 1 reactivated on 4895. Ron Howard in California follows up as of January 21st. He definitely had a carrier at 1116 and 1133, but the frequency was clear at 1139. He thinks it closes down at various times. On January 20th, the day before, he checked at 1007 and had a definite carrier, but no signal at all at 1105 or 1210. He assumes that carrier was still Mongolia and not yet the reactivated All India Radio Kurseong, which we mentioned earlier. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1966. Also bringing you the non-commercial website worldofradio.com and the non-commercial publication DX Listening Digest, thus depending on voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week to Don DeCaria, NF7R, for a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. And also to Ulysses Fleming of Maryland, K3LU, who sent a check in the mail to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Even more thanks to Ulysses for his unsolicited testimonial. Thank you for the many years of enriching the lives of SWLs around the globe with your knowledge of our wonderful hobby. P.S. You should sell T-shirts with Something's Always Wrong at RHC. On Thursday, January 17th at 0627, I found English programming 15 hertz below 9700, obviously from Radio New Zealand International. But it's not a scheduled time for 9700. It went off a minute later. They're supposed to be on 13730 until 0658 UT, but instead, a few minutes later, they'd come up on 9765.01, which was the following frequency, which normally would not start until 6:59. This must have been their periodic maintenance check, but it must have been tough for people actually trying to listen to programming from RNZI on scheduled frequencies. Jordan Hayburn in Northern Ireland DXs via his personal Perseus, remotely located in Finland with a beverage antenna. He reports hearing something on 7750 USB, January 18th at 15:36. That frequency leads one to suspect it's Warsan Radio in Somalia, WARSAN, but he needs further details. So a reply from another remote DXer, Bruce Churchill in California. Also hearing this from the Kiwi SDR near Auckland, New Zealand at S4 level, best in USB. Definite Somali music. Man announcer interspersed with Horn of Africa music. Heard the announcer say, I love you too, as the name of the song that was playing. I would say Warsan Radio is high probability. And 7750 appears to be USB or carrier plus USB, as I could hear nothing on lower sideband, and audio quality is much better in upper than AM narrow mode. Originally tuned here at 1739 and currently at 1808, the announcer in what sounds like Somali with other people talking in bits of Horn of Africa music. According to World Radio TV Handbook schedule, it should be on until 1930. Then Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, replies, January 18th, a weak signal of Warsan Radio, 7750 USB, at 1430 and 1930. On January 16th, spanning 14 UT, Voice of Turkey English was off frequency, as frequently happens, 12035.735 during an editorial called Media Analysis. It was preceded and followed by lots of Turkish music. Copy was poor, but it was about irrational U.S. Mideast policy in the wake of acting President Trump's latest threats. Although somewhat lacking in programming variety, it's always fun to try to pick up the beacon in Quartzsite, Arizona on 2097.3 CW, as I frequently can, proving that a little bit of power is working, such as January 16th at 1349 UT. All it sends is the letter A over and over every 10 seconds. 7200 LSB continues to be the hangout of naughty hams. January 17th at 2109, they were having their usual big time, trying to converse with each other while there's jamming by music. One of them identified the music jammer by call sign and location in Kodak, Tennessee. But we shouldn't assume that's true without further evidence, but perhaps an FCC van might approach his residence. On 7416 USB, January 18th at 1544, I was hearing Triblade 20 with top secret crypto message number 5, along with some beeps, that is another Civil Air Patrol net. We're not sure why, but John Carver and I noticed that there was no Alan Weiner Worldwide on WBCQ UT Saturday, January 19th at 0100. 7490 appeared to be off the air, at least I couldn't hear it, nor could he. And on the webcast, there was nothing but music fill before and after that hour. WEWN's night frequency in Spanish, 5970, has been missing quite a bit lately. The day frequency is usually there, but not always, 12050. January 17th at 2027, it too was off, clearing the way for us to hear Radio Ndrasan International from Ascension to Chad. January 20th at 1422 UT and looping north-northeast, south-southwest, I was hearing Mexican music on 1470 kHz and an ID La Nueva 1470 AM. That doesn't match anything in the listings, but the prime suspect is KAIR in Atchison, Kansas, which had been off the air for more than a year. It had been classic country. Their FM is still going on 93.7. The AM is licensed as 1 kilowatt day and night with directional lobes, one of them toward me. As of January 17th, Manuel Mendez in Spain says, ZNBC Radio 1, Lusaka, Zambia, is out of air, not heard in the early morning, afternoon, or evening for more than a week on 5915. Ron Howard, California, replies, it has been silent for a while now. It had been heard between 0240 past 0500. On the other hand, concerning Zanzibar 11735, Manuel Mendez reports, after weeks without being heard, it's on the air today, January 17th, but weaker than before, 1740 to 1814 UT in Swahili, except for time signals at 18 and the news in English from Zanzibar Broadcasting Corporation back to Swahili at 1810. Many of us tried to hear it after that. However, no signal audible here a few hours or minutes later on 11735. Harold Froge in Michigan had the same negative results. At least there should no longer be co-channel interference from Brazil, which has left 11735. However, the night frequency of Zanzibar 6015 is quite audible. I was hearing it January 18th at 0336 at S9 level. A woman talking, it didn't really sound like the Swahili we hear on other stations, such as at the same time from Japan via Madagascar on 9560, maybe a dialect, or possibly something else. Zanzibar starts at 0254 UT on 6015. There was a one-minute modulation break at 339, but then resumed with song and a variety of voices sounding like an outside broadcast. Needed lower sideband to avoid adjacent interference from 6020. Ron Aaron in California replies, I was listening at the same time as you were, January 18th, 0340 to 0410 on 6015. Tuned in to catch ZBC Radio with the usual format, at this time brief chattings and songs, followed by a YL with distinctive mentions of Zanzibar and various excited reports, which I've always believed to be sports related. Although it's very early in the morning, he says this segment is heard daily after the 0340 format, during which heard several clear mentions of Zanzibar, theme music of African drums at 0358 time pips, and into the news on the hour. By the way, our World of Radio IO group members often attach audio clips of what they've heard, as Ron did with this one. I regret not including some of these on this program, but the editing would be just too time-consuming. Here's an intriguing unidentified from Tom Roberts in Idaho on January 19th. Idaho is at the edge of a bad DX area, but one night on 1690, I heard a classical station come in at S9 strength. It faded out in the morning, back to a religious broadcaster. Do you have any ideas as to what this station may have been? Well, no classical music format stations are known on 1690 in the USA or Canada, and there are no Mexicans on 1690. I put out the question to our group and got lots of replies. We first thought it might have been WMLB in Atlanta, Georgia, which used to be the Voice of the Arts, but has been off the air since last March. And in fact, there were reports that it had come back on testing earlier in January. However, no one could confirm that it was actually running classical music overnight. So does anyone have any idea what this could have been? 1690, classical music, late at night. Another UNID I've heard several times is just an open carrier as strong as 10 over 9 on exactly 12,000 kilohertz. We might suspect Cuba, but there's been never any trace of modulation, and it doesn't correlate with a harmonic from 6,000 at the times I've heard it. I was hearing it on 4 days in a row, January 17th, around 20:30 UT, January 18th at 15:30, 19th at 14:50, and 23:38, January 20th at 15:37, but I did not hear it on January 21st. You may recall that last week I mentioned a similar mystery of an open carrier on exactly 9,000 kilohertz heard more than once, someone with an affinity for even megahertz. And no, it's not a local device, as it's been fading in and out. Dr. Peterson in Denmark notifies us that he's completed his tropical bands monitor, covering all 12 months of 2018. It's a graphical display of which tropical band broadcast stations have been active and reported during each month of the year. It can be downloaded free from www.dswci.org. The British DX Club also has a number of online articles available, many of them updated for this year. I'll just mention the titles, and you can find them from the articles index at the website I'll mention in a moment. DX Media, Mailbag Programs, Africa on Medium Wave and Short Wave, Broadcasting in Afghanistan, External Services on Medium Wave, Middle East and Caucasus on Medium and Short Wave, South Asia on Medium Wave and Short Wave, UK on Short Wave. You can find them at bdxc.org.uk. Also mentioned in the January communication of the British DX Club, History of Radio Through Stamps. You may like to see an article in the January issue of Gibbons Stamp Monthly by Christer Brunstam with that title. Via the Michigan Tip Sheet, Don Morris says, I've self-published my first book, an historical travelogue about northern Peru. Not a DX book, but inspired by DXing. I work in a few tidbits about Peruvian radio and some station visits. You can read about the book at his website, www.donmooredxer.com/books/peru.html. There is now a Time Pips catalog. The number and pitch and patterns of time pips can be helpful in identifying stations, especially medium wave, under difficult interference conditions. Russ Edmonds says it's an Excel spreadsheet format, including links to audio clips and graphics and making updating easier. It's at www.radiodxing.com. MIT has recently completed a radio technology lecture series, including propagation and stuff about shortwave, and it has been archived on YouTube. Richard Langley says the full schedule of past and future talks is at w1mx.mit.edu/iap-2019/. And here are the topics. An introduction to radio experimentation, technology, and history. Baba Yaga's Hut, a laboratory experience in signal modulation and phasor analysis. Software-defined radio. The ionosphere, shortwave radio, and propagation. Experimental radio astronomy. The final frontier, unveiling the low-frequency universe through space-based radio astronomy. Principles of radar. Space weather observations and phenomena. 5G, cellular communications, and the future of radio. The propagation outlook from Mulder. Geomagnetic field expected to be unsettled to active January 23rd to 26th. Minor G1 storms likely January 24th. Unsettled to active again possible January 31st to February 3rd. ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5 January 24th, 15 and 4 on February 1st. After that, mostly 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux, 71, dropping to 69 by February 5th. And so concludes Another World of Radio, number 1966. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found it informative, and will hear me again next week.